The postbag is a small one this week with three letters. The first one is from Doug Fulcher of Thorpe St Andrew, who comments on sartorial standards. A recent report carried a picture of four young people whose job it is to deal with the house-spying public. On the right of the casually dressed group is a young lady with a sales advisor title who looks as though she is dressed for a lazy Sunday at home. Certainly not dressed for work, in my view. Whatever has happened to the world since I was a young man 70 years ago, when it was necessary to look smart and tidy when dealing with the equally well-dressed public?
Mottram was a city hero, writes Claire Kidman, chair of the Mousehold Conservators. On St James Hill, overlooking the city, is a memorial plinth dedicated to former Norwich Lord Mayor Ralph Mottram. Why is the spray-painted St George's Cross graffiti on my mind, as well as the vandalised plaque? Because, as a conservationist, Mottram was a defender of Mousehold Heath. It is vital we value our precious green spaces, and the staff and legions of volunteers who work so hard to look after the heath today and forevermore. Because Mottram is a homegrown Norwich hero who was posted to the Western Front in the First World War, where he took part in the defence of the Ypres salient, fought almost entirely in the trenches. In less than a month, we will be remembering those who fought for us and those who fell.
The final word goes to John Norton of Mattishall. I can't begin to tell you how excited I was to read that BT is installing new street hubs around the city, which are described as a sleek modern answer to the demands of a digitally connected, converged media society. I've wanted one of those for ages. On the same page, there is a report that the lovely Penthorpe Nature Reserve is unveiling a biosonification garden, which is something else on my Christmas list. It reminds me of asking a New Yorker what he did. He said, "I'm a garbologist." "What's that?" I asked. He looked at me in that New York kind of way and said, "I collect trash."